Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
I'm Pat.
And you're listening to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
Kia ora koutou, nau mai, haere mai ki tō mātou punua pāho te whakaturanga o Morearea Rawa e Mara. Welcome to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show.
We're back.
And
2020.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, that's not how that goes.
Happy New Year. Eat a pear. Eat that pear with a bear. And tell that bear you don't care. You don't care about its hair.
That's right. It's 2020, the year of not caring about hair.
About a beer's hair.
About a beer's hair.
Yeah, yeah. I've for my entire life so far, I've cared about a beer's hair.
How's your holidays?
What?
Well,
where
how's
else am I going to put my arm? James?
James just gestured to Jermaine to take his arm off.
Of the recording box
where
thing.
It's literally been there the entire time, and suddenly we're recording. Suddenly it's the worst thing. Sorry, I'm just going to have to do some adjustments. There's going to be some mic noise, and it's all James's fault. All right, here we go. Is that okay, James?
Nah. How was your holidays?
Is it okay?
It's fine. That's better.
My holidays.
How was your break?
Well, it's better. I want it to be best.
It's good.
Is it the
I
best?
I want it to be the best. I want it to be the best arm you can
no,
have.
No, he didn't say I want no, it to be I the want, best. I he want, said I want it to be best.
And?
There's a difference.
Is my mic technique is the way I'm.
It's beautiful.
Approaching the mic.
Hey, that's best.
It's best.
That's
Thank
best.
You.
Okay. My holiday
off
was
to a great start in 2020. Thank you for coming back.
My holiday was expensive.
Really? Mm. What did you do?
Because we drove to Nelson to see my sister-in-law, who's doing her doctor placement there.
Shout outs to Pax's sister-in-law.
Mm.
So we live in Auckland. You drove to Nelson.
The Inter Island is more expensive than I thought it would be. When
the ferry.
When you've got a car and four people. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How bad are we talking?
We're talking the same as if we flew. Actually, more than if we flew.
Oh,
more expensive
snap.
Than
How
if we flew.
How come you didn't just fly?
Because we had a big box of gifts for my sister-in-law's child, my niece.
Why couldn't you have sent that box?
Because we wanted to see her as well.
No, you send the box and you fly.
God, you're smart, man.
It's like when you order Uber Eats on your way home and you try to beat it home.
We should have consulted you.
Yeah, well, the only reason I thought
Don't
about
you this ever book flights and travel before consulting Jermaine.
You should start
again.
A consultancy.
Well, this is not
you should start a flights and I want to give gifts consultancy. Do you want to travel somewhere but also give the gift? Give a gift to that person
that you can't. There's too much to take with you on the flight.
Come see me, Jermaine
Come
Ross.
Come see me, Jermaine.
Flights and gifts giving consultant.
Very specific thing you need, but consult me. No, the only
That's
reason
my only skill.
I genuinely have been thinking about flying and sending and like all that kind of thing is because we're going to Christchurch, to do the Britain Circus World Buskers Festival.
Yeah.
And we have to take props.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
so why don't you just check it in?
Can I not finish the story?
Oh, sorry.
All right, guys. Well, I didn't this is not a
Oh,
this
oh
is,
okay, so we're completely completely ignoring.
All right,
yeah. No, it's the Britain Circus, so you gotta take props.
Yeah, and there's not enough chicken and so I'm probably gonna send them. We have to take props.
We do.
And also we have to give props to those that deserve props.
Yeah, but only the deserving ones. No undeserved props.
Here's the thing. Listen up, listeners.
Listen. We are loopy.
We have been working together in the same office for 4 days straight. We're sick of each other.
Like all day.
All day.
We're tired.
I'm calling these guys the C word on the reg.
Yeah.
And we then at the end of the fourth day, we've gone.
He keeps calling us Chanui tea.
That's the C word.
Yeah.
At the end of the fourth day.
Oh, man, I'm dropping all sorts of C bombs, man. Chanui.
Really?
Fucking Chanui?
We have to hang around after that we've been working tirelessly on this. Well, tirelessly? I don't know.
Tirelessly.
Getting tired.
Mentally tired. Mentally tired.
We got this thing and record our podcast for you.
Because we love
listeners,
you.
Because we love you.
We love you.
I don't want you to feel guilty
so
about it. I just like...
I do.
That's, you know, that's
feel
what we're
bad.
Doing.
I hope you feel bad.
Anyway, what did you say to Pax before... Well, how do you... You know, remember when you interrupted me before I finished my story?
My favorite moment of this podcast so far.
And then Pax carried on with
Why
the interruption.
Why don't you just fucking check it in?
And then I was going to say, all right. This isn't a session of your consultancy agency, all right? So back up.
Hey, I'm glad we're back in 2020.
You know what I'm glad about?
What?
That Jermaine actually uses the stress thing that I got him.
Oh, yeah. So the squishy stress ball you got me for Christmas.
The squishy chicken.
Yeah. It's great. So it's got paint on it that's like a face. So it's got two black dots for the eyes and a little orange smudge for the mouth. But you have to work really hard to not scrub that stuff off.
Yeah.
Because it comes off real easy.
And Jermaine has not worked hard because there's no
Bro,
mouth left.
Bro, you have no idea
really?
How hard I've worked not to squish that off. That This is a very visual thing. I don't think we should go into it.
But do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you feel less stressed?
Nice. I play with it. Nah, I don't think it affects
it makes you angry.
Levels at all. Nah, I just kind of play with it.
Yeah, it gets them going.
It's just, it's just something to do with my hands while, you know.
Thinking, what? Riding, pissing, shitting.
Kissing. I like kissing. And I'm like, what do I do with my hands?
I don't want to do with my hands while I'm kissing.
Try to kiss this mirror. Now what do I do with my hands while I'm
Is
doing
it during sex? What do I do with my hands?
I don't know. I'll get my squishy chicken.
You don't mind that, but...
Good
times. So, what are we talking about?
It's the... look. Just accept it, listeners. This is going to be a loopy ep.
Yeah.
But apologies that it's late.
But.
It's already late.
Yeah.
But we wanted to give something out to you guys. So.
Yes.
Enjoy the loopiness. We're going to lean into it. I'm going to lean into my loopiness. It sounds like I said, I'm going to lean into my little penis.
It didn't sound like that.
It didn't sound like that at all.
Yeah, you're just making things up.
Did it in my head.
You stretched.
Your head is stupid.
The ooh yuck improv troop strikes again.
All right, let's jump into the first segment of 2020. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. And I realized that I took a very long break from Fruit Chat. And I did not give anybody any indication that was happening.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring back Fruit Chat.
Do you want to apologize?
Yeah, are you even going to say sorry?
No, I'm just saying what happened.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even say I was going to apologize.
Zero remorse.
Shit happens, bro.
Oh, a live recreation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't like to apologize for things that I don't really care that much about.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not that I don't care about Fruit Chat. It's just like when I would remember that I'd forgotten Fruit Chat, I go, no, well.
Yeah, you wouldn't go, oh. Yeah.
And I guess that's part of the problem with Fruit Chat, right? Is that I'm not passionate about it.
Man,
so why should the fans be passionate about it?
Yeah, man, the fans are... You're disappointing the Jermaine heads out there.
I am.
A lot of Jermaine heads.
In case anyone...
What?
I was trying to think of a nice, succinct way to say Jermaine heads.
The Jermaines. The Jermaniacs.
There we go.
That took a while. Jermaniacs.
So
if you're a Jermaniac, hit us up.
Nah.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. If you're a Jermaniac, hit us up.
Okay, go.
Or if you're a Paximal.
A Paximal.
A Paximal. Yes.
Paximal.
Yeah.
Or a Jamesiac.
Couldn't think of anything. You just did what you did for yours.
So Jermaniac, or a Jamesiac, or a Paxiac.
Or a Paxiac.
All right, time for Fruit Chat.
Fruit Chat.
No, I don't want you. All right, this week on Fruit Chat, I'm talking about watermelon.
Wow. Nice. It's summer.
It is a very summery fruit.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why I decided to talk about watermelon.
Why? You had some last night.
Me and Method Man, we were at the fruit shop and we're deciding what fruit we should buy. And she said, let's buy a whole watermelon. It's very large. I said, okay, we'll buy a whole watermelon. We almost immediately realized that we couldn't eat the whole watermelon.
Yeah.
So we called up Pax and said, yeah. Pax, do you want a whole or half a watermelon?
Yeah.
And he was like, yes.
Yeah. And we took it. Well, actually, I came to your house to pick it up.
Yeah.
And the first
thing I... You picked up half a watermelon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a big watermelon.
Amazing.
And then the first thing I said was, is it soft on the inside? And Jermaine, I think Jermaine got a little bit insulted that I wasn't thankful initially.
What? How did I respond to that? I forget.
Was he salty
like,
about it?
I was. You were like, yeah, a little bit. And I was like, oh.
Oh, I definitely wasn't insulted. I don't
and
think.
You were like, well, then give me back the free watermelon. That's what you said.
I think I was doing a gag. Anyway.
How come you didn't ask me if I wanted watermelon?
Because I think you'd left the city.
Oh, I wasn't in town.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I would have flown back for some free watermelon. I was in Christchurch.
All right. Oh, yeah, so, right. 10 refreshing facts about watermelon on mentalfloss.com.
Mental Floss.
I know what Mental Floss is. Oh. It's John Green's website.
Who's that?
He wrote Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're recording.
In the office.
Oh, who cares? We're recording at the office where we have been working on our web series.
Yeah.
And so there's people milling around.
There's
and
a
they
dog
might make
here.
Noises.
There's a dog.
The dog owns the office.
The dog who chewed up my sock today.
That's his company.
All right. Here's fact number one.
Yeah.
Watermelons are both a fruit and a vegetable.
What?
Fuck off with that.
Now, they're most commonly considered a fruit, and they do grow like fruit.
And it's a fruit.
Yeah, it's not vegetable, chat. What is this shit?
But many gardeners think of them as vegetables since they grow them in their gardens a lot. Okay, that's bullshit.
This is bullshit.
That's bullshit.
No. It's a fruit.
Okay, it's classified as part of a botanical family of gourds that includes other vegetables like cucumber, squash, and pumpkin.
Okay, well, that's a more legitimate reason.
Yeah, yeah. The other one, they're like, oh, mate, I'll grow them next to my bloody peas. They're a fruit to meat. They're a vegetable to meat.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
What the fuck is this podcast?
fact number two. You know what? I'm going to do a fact in episode. One watermelon fact for episode. Let's stretch this out.
Is this now watermelon chat?
Let's become watermelon chat.
Oh no.
Let's stretch it out. Next week I'm coming to you with look, if you want to find out the facts for yourself, just head to mentalfloss.com. Look up watermelon facts. You'll be able to get them.
Bad promotion, Jermaine. Don't tell the people.
I don't want you.
Oh my god.
All right,
tell the people where to get the product.
I'm just saying.
You have to be the one where they get the product from.
I'm being open and honest, all right? I don't want to sell people something that they can get. Okay, I am selling them something they can get for free. I want them to know they can get it for free, but still want to buy it off me.
Why? What's the benefit of getting it off you?
We're more entertaining than...
Yeah. Your voice? The way you say lunch?
Them just reading Mental
Floss. The way you say lunch. Maybe the reason they want to get it off you is because when they get it off you, you'll tell them that it makes a great lunch.
Oh, yeah. I might say it makes a great lunch. All right. Anyway, for my segment.
Yeah.
What's I going to talk about again?
Hey, by the way, if this is the first time you've ever listened to this podcast,
yeah,
thank you for listening.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. So I've been listening to... So there is a trio of wrestlers in the WWE.
New Day.
And they're called The New Day.
Yeah.
And they've just recently started the podcast.
Copied us.
And their podcast is eerily similar to our podcast.
It's literally the same.
They have silly, goofy episodes where they are too tired.
In terms of their characters and stuff, like...
Okay, so then who's me?
At the end of every episode, they plug their socials.
Oh. Yeah.
And so so Xavier's like, yo, check me out on Instagram, on Twitter. I also have my web thing.
Yeah.
And then Kofi will be like, oh, yo, check me out on Twitter. And then Big E will go, don't follow me. I don't give a fuck about your follows. In fact, unfollow me.
Yeah, if you're following me, unfollow me.
I don't want you. And like every time it just makes me think of you, Pax.
Yeah.
Because of when we do live shows.
I do definitely not want you to follow me. Ironically, I have the most followers out of us.
Maybe that's a tactic. Nah, follow me. I need it.
Instantly back out.
I need it.
All right, what am I... What so was insecure. I going to talk about again?
I don't know, man. It's your segment.
Yeah, but I forgot. I remember I told you before. Oh, that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I've been watching a bit of Netflix because I've been not working for like 4 weeks.
Yeah. You've been... have you been Netflix and chilling?
And Amazon Priming and chilling. And Lightboxing and chilling.
Okay, well, that's... That's too far.
And TVNZ On Demand and chilling.
That's a lot of positions.
And Neon and chilling.
Wow.
And WWE and chilling.
Okay.
WWE Network and chilling.
That sounds aggressive.
So I've been watching
YouTube and chilling?
No, not YouTube.
I'm starting to think he doesn't know what Netflix and chilling is.
Well,
do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's watching Netflix, just like chilling out on your couch and watching Netflix.
Are you doing a gag?
I couldn't keep a straight face. I was trying to stick with.
I was genuinely like, he doesn't know.
Not knowing what it is. Or do I not know what it is and I'm pretending I know what it is?
Yeah, by going,
nah, I know what it is.
Or.
Do you know what it is?
Do I? Who knows? I know.
Okay, I'm gonna make three different sounds. And you
decide what sound, you associate with that.
Yeah, what is the sound that you associate the most with Netflix and chilling?
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. First sound.
Okay.
Okay, second sound.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Third sound. Do you want to hear them again?
No.
Okay.
I do not want to hear them ever. Okay. I'm going to skip over this part of the podcast when I listen to it. The first one.
You didn't really make them very clear.
Well, they weren't... I mean...
I'm going to... No. What?
No.
No.
All right, so then I don't know what it is then.
Yep.
And don't you
now
dare...
Now I don't know what it is.
You can't...
What Pax thinks it is?
Maybe Pax doesn't know what it is. He has a noise that was like, "Awooga!" Oh, shit, fuck, that could work.
Pax I think mine were pretty clear.
Pax doesn't know what it is.
It's because I'm thinking about what it is.
Mm.
All three of them kind of could be what it is.
That was the right answer.
So I just chose one.
It was all three.
I just chose the first one.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was like, because the first one was the most natural. Like, I'm like, I hear that. Every single time.
By the way,
from my, I'd hear myself making that noise.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. By the way, if you don't know what Netflix and chill is,
yeah,
it is cuddling. that's what I do when I'm cuddling.
Yeah, you're like,
Oh man, this is. So, I haven't even got to what I'm talking about.
Welcome to 2020.
Been watching Netflix, and I started.
Have you been chilling? Sorry,
I began watching a show on Netflix. Entitled The Circle.
Okay.
Now, The Circle is...
What's it about?
Squares?
Well, what it is it's a whole bunch of people. It's a whole bunch of people living in apartments, like in the same apartment building.
Yeah.
And they only stay in their apartment, and they can't interact with each other at all, except through this social media app called The Circle.
What?
Is it real? Is it a reality show?
It is a reality kind of game showy thing.
Okay.
What
if they see each other?
So they don't leave their apartments.
Wow, for how long?
How long? It's probably been like 8 days and so much of what I've seen.
Right.
So far. And it is like, it's trashy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's, but it's also amazing.
One
and
of the most
like
addictive.
So intriguing. Because, like, so some of the everyone is playing the game, playing a game, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm trying to have people like me, you know?
Yeah.
So that I will win the game because they win money at the end if they're, like, I think it's if they're the last person standing.
Yeah.
If everyone votes for them or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's also, and so everyone, some people are like, I got to be honest and I got to be true to who I am. And some people are like, I'm pretending to be someone else completely.
Oh, yeah, on the internet.
Right, so they're like catfishing each other.
Because you don't get to see the other person.
Exactly.
Wow.
And anything you see of them is like a photos or like,
you can construct a
persona. And so, but people come in with, they're like, I've decided I'm going to be this person.
How do you win or lose?
It's like voting. It's like influencer. Oh, it's like Survivor. Yeah, yeah. People are voting for or against other people. And it's
I want to watch this. This sounds dope.
It is great.
Wow.
Like, the characters are great. Like, the people who are in it. Like, it's just...
I think the finale just dropped today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they released them in 4-episode batches.
Yeah.
But if no one knows what the other person or what the other people truly look like...
Yeah.
Then you're just... So you're just voting off what you think they are.
Yeah, how you interact with them through the app.
Right. So physical interaction has nothing to do with the way you vote for people.
No, they don't physically interact with anybody.
Ever.
Ever.
Do some of them go crazy? Because they're just in their apartment?
I assume that they're not fully alone. Like, right. The producers are talking to them.
Sure.
They get time to, like, kind of interact with somebody.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's for, like, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, if you can get through that to win, I forget what the prize is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just kind of do it.
Do they do challenges?
Yeah, but they're all related to the...
Online circle.
One of it is, like, they have to make a cake. Sure. And then they take a photo of the cake and it gets posted online. And then everyone votes on who has the best cake and, like, stuff like that.
All right, I'm in. I'll watch it.
Couldn't you just download a Google image of a cake?
And they don't have access to the internet.
It's only that network.
It's only the network. And they bring in a whole bunch of photos.
Yeah.
So they're prepared... You know, for like, here's a profile pic. And then they'll just put a profile pic. And they're like, oh, yeah, post a... Here, you can chuck up another pic if you want. And then they choose and put up pics in there. Yeah, it's...
I'm in.
It is so good. Especially because there's some people are full noise catfishing.
Yeah.
So, like, fully being somebody else. And when there's two catfishers talking to each other...
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Because they're just, like, in character.
Yeah, because they're trying to be character and be like... And they refer to the other person as who they think they are, but they're actually the catfish.
Yeah.
Like, it's very entertaining. What's and at the end of every episode, both me and Method Man get angry.
Yeah.
Because it makes us want to watch the next episode.
Oh, really?
I'm like, they got you. The circle.
They got you. It's almost like you're going in circles.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yeah, if you do like trashy kind of reality
out of 10
game show television, then I think you'll love this.
Out of 10, give it a score.
Like, don't get me wrong,
for the Germaniacs out there,
it's not like Love Island fucked.
Okay,
you know, like that kind of thing. Because some people are really sincere and they're like kind of trying to be real but playing the game. But and so there is an element of like. Oh no, I do like this person.
Yeah.
You don't watch the show and go, I hate everything.
It's not as like tacky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's still like kind of there's a trashy element.
Yeah, it's a reality show at the end of the day.
Have you guys ever thought about if you had a reality TV show that you created, what would you create? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, Hunger Games.
No.
Jeez.
Huh?
What?
Hunger Games.
Is that a real answer though?
Nah.
All right,
like
you?
A fun.
It sounds
game.
Like you have.
No, I haven't.
Has there been like a basketball reality show?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know.
But like, it'll be dope.
I feel like now is the time because basketball's like peaking in popularity. Yeah. There was a boxing one that I really liked.
Oh, the Contender.
The Contender.
Yeah, that's my jam. I love the Contender. Yeah, Contender's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there hasn't been a basketball. Sports reality shows aren't super common.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not really a thing.
But a basketball one would make sense.
But again, like some of them have launched careers like of MMA fighters.
Yeah, Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey, Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Matt was Riddle, the Contender? Matt Riddle was fine as a fighter, but his personality got him known. But then he left UFC and became a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got anything more to say?
I was going to say...
Hunger Games.
No, The Contender. Was Ultimate Fighter...
Mm-hmm. Before or after?
After The Contender?
I think
it was after, yeah. I think The Contender was before.
So The Contender was quite old.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2002, 2003,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Sick, man.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Great riff. Hell of a riff.
This episode is a chill one. Not necessarily a lot of jokes. Just
you don't have to preface it, James.
Lovely
just
chat.
Just let it be what it is.
Lovely chat. Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, people have been waiting.
Oh, fuck them. Like, just say, just talk, you know? And if they like it, they like it. If they don't, fuck off.
Angry packs.
Angry packs does whatever angry folks does.
But he's not loyal. Cheetah is why.
If Friggin' Age were got given money to make a reality show.
Hunger Games.
No. What would we do? What would we make?
Starving Games.
Starving Games.
I love that. That's an actual just food related one.
That's just most of the world.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I need to come up with some ideas.
All right, here we go. Brainstorm.
All right.
Two girls, one cup.
Gross.
I don't know where you're going. I was going to go...
It has to be engaging, but we don't want it to be too trashy because our name will be attached to it.
Yeah.
So it can't be too trashy, but it has to be
engaging.
What
about like a sketch comedy TV show?
Yeah, maybe.
You write a new sketch every week. You're the troupe.
Yeah.
A three-person troupe. And you write a new sketch every week.
You don't have to be a three-person troupe. Just
at least two.
At least two. Yeah,
like a sketch
troupe. Sketch, either trio or group.
A live performance.
Or duo.
A live sketch group.
And you have to come up with a sketch.
Yeah.
Maybe you have like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You have to conceive your sketch, you have to shoot it, edit it, then you have to...
No, here's the thing.
What?
Some episodes are shot sketches.
Some are live sketches.
Some are, you know, and some are like... Mm. There's different varieties of sketches.
Okay.
Some are musical episodes.
Some are improv sketches.
Yeah, improv sketches. There's a musical episode where you do like a musical sketch.
Okay. I feel it.
Episodes where you collabo with another troupe.
Yeah. And some bare knuckle fighting.
Yep. And a cage fight episode.
And then you also get a second series of just the sketches.
Oh, yeah. We just watch the sketches.
Yeah. They get compiled into a TV show.
Yeah.
Oi, can we pitch this?
Yeah, this is actually dope. What's it called?
Sketch Me Crazy.
Right? And then every Friday night, there's Sketch Me Crazy After Dark. And it's the one where everyone fucks.
Sketch Me Crazy, there is nothing wrong with that name.
Sketch Me Crazy.
Oh, apart from the whole, you know, crazy, mad, you know.
What about Sketch Me Like One of Your French Girls?
What?
Sketch Me Like One of Your French Girls. Now that's sketchy.
Sketch it out, man.
What about now that's sketchy?
That's
sketching around.
Yeah.
That's actually a fun idea. I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, like rhythm and flow for rappers.
Guys,
but for sketch comedians.
Can we actually cut this bit out of the podcast so no one else thinks of this idea?
That stays in. This is how we do
it. Don't you care about a career? This is how we
do it. That's actually a really good idea.
I'd watch the shit out of that show.
It's the big time. Welcome to the big time. It's the big time, time.
Great, love it. Where's my Spotify?
Oh my god.
Just so I can play the...
Why don't you let James just make it a sting?
I'm kidding. I'm just not going to play it this week. I can't be bothered.
Okay, just do it with your mouth.
Are you going to do the... Just do it with your mouth. Yeah, are you going to do it?
Yeah. But do the song with
me. Hey, Dave, what are you doing?
Okay. This week on Pax's NBA. Actually, this is a very happy NBA roundup.
Yeah.
Because the Jazz, my beautiful, beautiful Utah Jazz, are on a 10-game win streak.
They're fine.
The biggest win streak in the NBA.
The galaxy.
The galaxy. And my hopes of... Can you turn the bed down? Okay.
Jermaine just moved away from the mic.
On a 10-game win streak, and we're firmly in the second spot in the Western Conference.
Give me that mic, fool. Let me get a few things off my chest.
Sorry. You're second.
Second in the West, firmly second
still
in the
not
West,
first.
Not second tied. And James's Houston Rockets are fourth. With the 5th seed right on their tail.
It's fine.
So my hope.
We're not even halfway through the season
yet. My dreams of the Jazz winning the NBA title are alive again. Because we've found our groove.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Nice.
All right.
This week on the big time.
James is eating a chocolate bar and trying to knock it out of his hands.
This week on the big time. Hey, guys. I've had a lot of time off. Mm-hmm. I haven't been working. Mm-hmm. And so something I tried to do while I had time off was I tried to engage with a thing that I used to do a lot. Excessively.
Six.
Yeah, and it's not been working. My wife is not keen. Now, I've been trying to watch stand-up. Mm-hmm. You know? Because mm-hmm. when I was a teenager, like before I became a stand-up, and then also like the early years of my stand-up, it was something I did probably every day.
Yeah.
Every second day, maybe.
Who would you watch?
Chappelle, Joe Coy, bloody Ellen, bloody Murphy, Rock.
Mm-hmm. Not Eddie Murphy. Murphy Brown.
Murphy Rock.
No, Murphy Lee, the rapper.
He did a stand-up special.
who else would I watch? Wanda Sykes.
It doesn't matter who you watch.
Okay, sorry. So, I would watch a lot of stand-up. And so when I had time off just recently, mm-hmm. I thought, oh man, I'm going to watch stand-up. I'm going to like rekindle my love for watching stand-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I watched, and now in 2020, we are spoiled for choice.
Yeah,
when I was a teenager, there wasn't much like options on YouTube. There were just little clips of rant, like bad, like grainy clips of people's specials.
It's like, here's Russell Peters special in 40 parts.
Yeah. In like 320p. Russell Peters is another person I watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But so yeah, I was like, I'm spoiled for choice. It's going to be great. And it didn't go well.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy
it. What do you mean?
Oh, you didn't enjoy it?
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
Who'd you watch?
Yeah. I tried watching. So I watched.
So wait, did you? So you watched bad specials?
No, I watched specials that lots of people recommended to me.
And you just didn't like them?
Not that I didn't like them.
It felt like work?
I don't like watching stand-up anymore, which is kind of sad. But like, I've realized that it's hard to watch stand-up when you do stand-up.
Why? Why is that?
I think one thing was that I was predicting a lot of the jokes, which is annoying.
You can't look past, you keep looking past the curtain of how it's made.
Yeah, and you can't, and it's very hard to not think about structure. And if you're thinking about structure, inevitably the punchline comes to you before the punchline gets there. Mm. And eight times out of ten, that is the punchline. Because comedians all think the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone was like, watch Ronnie Ching special, it's great. And then I read reviews and every review was like, it's a good special.
It's a great special.
And I watched it, and it is a great special. But I just can't.
You couldn't turn off your brain.
Yeah, I couldn't.
As a comic,
it's really hard. Yeah. And I was watching it with Twister, and I just kept predicting the jokes, and she just was like, "This is so annoying." And so then I did it in my head. I was like, "Sorry, I'll stop." And then I did it in my head, but it was still annoying for me.
Mm. I was like,
he was like, "Set up," and then I'd say the punchline in my head, and then he says the punchline, and I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I've never really watched a lot of stand-up. Like, I've never...
Even in your younger years?
Even in my younger years. Like, there were a few things, right? So I watched The Kings of Comedy.
Yes.
And I watched Chris Rock.
Yes.
And I watched Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Right.
Like, I didn't really... And even now, I don't hugely watch specials. Like, of the, like, myriad of specials that are available on Netflix, I've probably watched about five or six.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
the same, really.
Yeah. It really came to light for me why I'm not big into watching stand-up specials as well. And it really came to light to me about why when I watched Kevin Hart's stand-up special.
Mm-hmm. The most recent one?
Yeah. Impossible?
Irresponsible.
Because I watched this documentary series first, and in the documentary series, there was this little clip of him doing stand up in New York.
Yeah.
Now as Kevin Hart, like modern Kevin Hart. It wasn't like old shit.
No, old timey Kevin
Hart. Yeah. It was modern Kevin Hart.
Not Kevin Hart and on a penny farthing and grainy, like black and white.
Well, he was wearing a weird old timey suit.
Yeah,
that's not even a joke.
He does do that.
He was wearing a weird old timey suit.
Yeah.
And so he was in the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
And he did this bit, like kind of, it wasn't spur of the moment.
Yeah.
But he did this quick bit
That he was trying to figure out, and I was like, "That's very funny." I laughed quite a bit, and I laughed, and I was like, "That's really good." And then I watched his special, and he was doing other material that was similar to that, but I was like, "It's not funny in a stadium."
I agree.
It's literally like him being in the room with the people, like being so close to them,
in an intimate setting,
and being able to interact with them if he wanted to. Like, there was just something about that that I just found so much more funnier than like someone standing on a stage talking into the abyss, you know. And I was just like, oh yeah, I think I just preferred them, which is why I liked so much of Adam Sandler's special, because he, like, his special was like all over the show in terms of like small venues and then bigger venues and then blah blah blah.
Yeah
I still enjoy them.
Yeah?
I love them.
How many do you watch?
Well, you're a dickhead.
I love the safe space for opinions that we create. I try to watch the ones that come out that are like get buzz around them.
Right. So you've seen Ronnie Ching's?
Yep, I saw Ronnie Ching's. Yeah. I saw... one I watched recently was I went back and watched Dimitri Martin's specials, and they're really fun. Yeah. But they're shot like to be feel quite intimate, weirdly. Like, rarely any shots of the crowd.
Yeah.
He does like this weird gag that kind of where there's like an inner voice monologue that goes on while he's performing, which is really funny.
When I opened for Dimitri Martin, I was talking to him about that.
Yeah, that's a dope gag. I love that gag.
Like, he was just saying how weird it was because he had to
leave
gaps. So it's in a monologue, and the audience didn't know what's going on, but he knew he could hear the monologue because he knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then so I think he said at the end of the show, he had to get audience shots of people. And so he's just standing on stage, just staring, and they're like staring at him. And he said the whole thing was like a really weird experience, but he knew it was going to come together.
He never told the audience what he was doing.
He kind of vaguely told them, but they also like, they're like, what? Or like, okay, fine. Like, you know, like they you don't really know what it is.
Well, it looks great in the special. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched that special and I think it's really great. There are specials though where I'm like, oh, this isn't like amazing, but that's a taste thing though.
Do you ever watch a special and go, I can do an hour that's funnier than that?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And is it because I'm...
All comics think that though.
Yeah.
I do not.
You don't?
Yeah. Nah. You've never watched a special where you're like,
I'm just as good, if not
capable.
I never think I could do an hour that's better than that.
And is that because you are a good person? And you're humble?
Or are you deranged like us?
Or are you an insane person? or is it because you truly believe that statement, that you can't deliver a special better than what you're watching?
Yeah, in general, I think I can't. I've been coming to terms with the fact that not everyone can be the best comedian. Yeah. And I'm happy. I love doing comedy. Yeah. And I'm happy with not being the best comedian.
Yeah.
And so I just enjoy... just doing little bits of comedy.
See, this is where Jermaine's age and maturity really outshines the two of us.
Age and maturity.
I think it's a little bit.
We're silly kids who are just like, I'm good at everything and I'm better than you.
I know what you mean, but I think it's a little bit that of like...
No, I think it's a little bit... As well, I think about whether there's the element of like laziness, like I can't be bothered, so my excuse is that, not everyone can get there.
Because you've got a cushy job.
Yeah. It's pretty cush.
Cush.
Whereas like me and James, like I'm not qualified to do anything other than stand up. Genuinely.
So you watch not every special, but
no, definitely not every special.
You'll watch a special and you'll be like, man, you record 60 minutes of mine, it's better than that.
Well, here's the thing.
Not necessarily better.
I don't like thinking of stand up as a competition.
Uh-huh.
Because like James just said, comedy is did you say that?
I whispered it. Okay. I went to say it and then you kept talking, so I was like, it's
Yeah, so as I
cool, don't say it again.
Well, yeah, comedy's subjective, right? So like, people will watch Kevin Hart's new special and be like, it's not funny, but then someone else will watch it and be like, it's hilarious.
Mm.
I
thought it was funny.
Right.
I just didn't enjoy, like, I was like...
You didn't enjoy the setting.
Yeah, I was like, Kevin Hart's funny, there's some really good stuff in there.
It's the stadium.
You wish it was in a more intimate...
I wish it was in a more intimate...
So my point is that it's a subjective art form, that some people will like one thing, some people... So I don't like to think of stand-up as a competition. What I do think when I watch some specials is I go, I'm more ready than that person to deliver a more impactful special. Like, I feel like I'm more ready in the growth of a stand-up than this person that I'm watching who got a Netflix special. It doesn't mean I think everyone will think I'm funnier. That's not what I mean. Do you know what I... Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. That's
no,
just...
you mean just like, I can hang. Like, I can hang if I got the shot.
I can hang heavier than
yeah,
this person.
If I got the shot, I'd hang heavy as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you've just said made me realize that the times where I do think I'd do better than that are the ones that are the compiles of shorter sets.
Yeah, right.
I'm always like there'll be like a 15 from someone or a 20, and I'm like,
you're like, that was your 15?
That's your best stuff? Mm. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, my best stuff is better than
that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I think the reason why, because I still really love it, I get a different feeling when I watch it. I'm like,
what do you think?
I have a sense of like gratitude for my job and what I do. Like,
you're like watching Tiffany Haddish, you're like, I'm so grateful.
No, but I'm like, I'm just like, I get to do what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's really dope. And I'm like,
I have a deep sense of entitlement.
I go, she's like she's in another world, and she's she's famous. She's so astronomically way more famous.
Did you quit on saying stratus?
Yeah, spherically famous. Yeah. But I gave up.
Yeah.
But she's in another world.
Hey, never give up, John Cena.
That's true. She's in another world, way more famous than me.
Yeah.
But it's like this shared thing that
we're all comics.
Yeah, we're all comics. And I really appreciate the power that you can have by just standing there and talking and making people laugh. I think I'll never not be in love with that.
I think I also I vibe with that. I understand that.
I think when I see specials, especially in a big theater, especially someone like Johoi, whose audience is like his audience and they love him, or Ali Wong, and I'm like, fuck, that's so dope. And like, it's inspirational for me, I think.
You get inspired.
Yeah.
I get inspired too.
Yeah.
I definitely get
inspired.
Sorry about that. I definitely get inspired. But I'm also like, I was actually talking about this with Twister the other night. Mm. But I'm cripplingly ambitious.
Sure.
And I think it comes from like the...
Cripplingly
you're
ambitious.
Itchy. You've got mad itches.
You want to cripple people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ambitious. I'm really ambitious when it comes to crippling people.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I think it comes from my ethnic parents.
No, but what does cripplingly ambitious mean?
It's ambitious to the point where you have habits that are unhealthy. Like you...
get obsessed with things and like...
Not only obsessed, but you like... you'll start thinking of stand-up as a competition. You're like, I want to, you know, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to like blah, blah, blah. But then for me, it's a daily active thing to like maintain perspective and be like, no. Like, it's not a competition. Chill out. Calm down.
There are people, though, that have gotten success out of viewing it as a competition.
Absolutely, but I don't think it's healthy. Whether or not you gain success or not, I don't think it's healthy. It makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
It makes me a worse husband. Well, it makes me a worse father. Yeah,
sorry. I guess I'm saying, so how is that cripplingly ambitious?
Because it makes me... The ambition makes me worse at other things. It might make me a better stand-up. It might make
cripples
me...
the rest of his life.
Yeah. It might make me driven to the point where I will get success with any means necessary, but it makes me worse at other things. I become less attentive for my kids and my wife. I become,
I get it. Just when you said cripplingly ambitious, I was like, you've invented a saying.
Yeah.
You need to tell us what it means.
It's kind of dope that I've invented a saying. Inventing a saying is an example of how ambitious I am.
Cripplingly ambitious.
Who's out here inventing sayings? You know what I'm saying?
Oxford?
Man, Pax, you've turned into a really bad friend since you've been inventing sayings.
But at the same time, I feel like I need to like find the balance. Like, let the ambition drive you while like balancing out not becoming obsessed.
I really love the feeling of watching a special and going, I couldn't do that.
I hate that feeling.
Because I
turn it off.
That doesn't come from...
I turn it off.
No,
it's too good.
Yeah.
No, but...
And that's... Yeah, it's bad.
No, no, no.
It's
but really here's bad. The thing. I'm... You're... Like...
Yeah.
This... I'm... Like, you're... We're not... You're not in the same realm as, like, a fucking top tier, like... Like a Bill Burr who's been doing it for 30 years. Us.
See, I don't... I don't accept that.
Yeah. No, but it's purely because out of experience. Yeah, it's nothing
but,
like...
But
you
that's
know.
But that's part of my... I think it's an issue. I don't think it's good.
Sure.
Like,
that's
I think
part
it's,
of the crippling.
Yeah, I think it's something that I need to work on.
Yeah.
But I think I'm... Oh, no, I don't think I'm the best. And I actively try and stop myself and like have perspective and go, Pax, chill.
Well, that's the perspective. Is this person's been doing it for literally so many more years and is in a place that can get more opportunity.
You know the only person that I have no issue being better than me and like better than me with a large margin?
Bro, I really appreciate what you're about
to
say.
Yeah, it's Jermaine.
It's really nice.
Wow, beautiful.
Nah, it's not at all.
Who is it?
Oh, no.
Dave Chappelle. Nah,
yeah, Chappelle.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know what it is.
Because you revere him as an inspiration for you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else who I watch and I go, shit, this is better than me, I like struggle to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's bad.
I find it inspiring. I'm like... Yeah. This person's worked hard.
I wish I could find
and
it
And this
inspiring.
Person's busted their fucking ass to
I want
get
to
there.
Find it inspiring.
Yeah. You should find ways, man.
I just get mad.
It's perspective.
James, well, find it inspiring.
Fix your fucking head then.
Just find it, man. Just find it inspiring, would you?
And you know who else I don't have an issue with?
What?
I don't know what it is. I don't know why I have these like very specific... things, but with
Man, I really appreciate it.
With
who?
It's with New Zealand comics that are better than me.
Uh-huh. Sure.
If they're in New Zealand comics
you know
that are better than me,
do you know
I
why?
Don't care.
Do you know
I'm
why?
Like, that's great. Good job.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's because you have that perspective. You know what it took and what the situation is.
Right.
Whereas with American comic or overseas comics,
yeah, you don't have.
You don't
the,
know.
You don't
just
have
saw
the...
them be amazing.
Yeah,
this
you're
is, this, you know my favorite thing about this.
Yeah,
because this is the first time James has heard you talk about this, and he goes, "Yeah, you know why that is? I know the answer."
Yeah. But was I wrong?
I'm not going to say you're wrong or right, but it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah, it's because you got perspective.
But it could be wrong.
James, I'm cracking.
No, I'm not wrong. Yeah. No, this is my crippling ambition. But I think it's really interesting, I think. And it is perspective. And you just got to step back and be like, these people have had, one, live in a place geographically that you can get more opportunity
in
this field.
That's a part of it.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, for the most part, I'm just like, most famous comics, I'm like, oh, they're just more experienced. Like, whatever, like, they've had the break. I'm like, yeah, that's just not... I don't compare myself to them at all.
Yeah.
But then when I see, like in the Kevin Hart documentary, and he's doing that set in the Comedy Cellar, I'm like, he's a stand-up comedian just like me.
Yeah. That's why
like, in that moment, I go, we are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuine. Like, you could be on
except
the same line.
The money and the muscles.
Yeah, like you could be in the same lineup, and I could provide the goods too. Like,
yeah.
I think the.
Hey, but then you know when you're on, a lineup with someone who's just like amazingly experienced and like so good, and you're just like, fuck, it's annoying being on the lineup with that person. Like, not annoying. You're not like, I don't want to be doing comedy, but you're just like,
I could do it.
You're like, fuck, man, like they're.
They're about to eclipse you in this.
Yeah, well,
in
not eclipse you, but you're just like, they're definitely someone who knows what they're doing and knows what they've been doing for like a long time.
You don't feel like you know what you're doing?
Kind of. Really? Kind of.
Yeah, I think it's...
I'm never fully confident that I at no point do I think, man, I know exactly how comedy works.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah. And I think...
But
I know
how comedy works... For me.
Yeah, I know same. And I know how it works for me.
Yeah, so that's knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, but that's not... Like, it doesn't mean I've mastered comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think even people who have had fucking years, 30, 40 years under their belt would say the same thing of like... It's that career humbling thing where every year you have to throw your material and like...
You're kind of fumbling
around for a bit, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think that... Oh, fuck, man. This is the third time I've forgotten this point.
The same point?
All right.
It's the big time. Welcome to the big time. It's the big time,
All right, open my segment again.
No.
Can't be bothered.
You just have to say it outside of the segment.
Yeah, yep. It exists on its own.
It'll have no context.
But,
gross.
Like, you're just for saying me, it for no reason.
What are you saying?
For me, watching Ronnie Cheng's special on
Why
Netflix.
Why are you bringing this up?
Watching Ronnie Cheng's special on Netflix.
Yeah.
I saw him do that material live when I opened for him here.
Yeah.
And we got... hearing the reception from the audience versus his special versus my thing,
yeah.
It was inspiring to be like, this is a guy, he's busts his ass off, he's like a hard
busts
worker.
Busts his ass off.
He busts his ass off.
Oh, right.
He's
busts
a hard
his ass off. So his ass goes off.
Yeah. He's a hard That's worker. Weird.
Okay, he's, so he's the, got, James, the reason we stopped you is because you've messed up to, there's two sayings here.
What?
Bust his ass is one.
Yeah.
And works his ass off is another one.
Is that another thing?
You've combined busts his ass
oh,
off.
Oh, fuck, true. All right. He busts his ass.
And
works it off.
Yeah.
And I got similar reactions from the thing.
Yeah.
And he's got his opportunities and he's fucking killed it.
Yeah.
And it's inspiring for me to be like, I hung with him that night and it was like, and I did it too. So in my head, I'm like, if I just fucking apply myself and actually make the moves that I need to do, it's possible. And so for me, watching things like that, I'm not like, oh man, fuck that guy. I'm not saying that you do, but I can hang. But it's like,
I never think fuck that guy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you do.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it allows me to create goals for myself. Because then I go, oh, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
What did they do? And so I'm going to, you know, like, find that way in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely do know what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think it's perspective.
I also weirdly, this was probably going to sound really bad,
what?
But I weirdly don't want to change the way I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
only because it's been kind of working for me so far.
Well, I was going to say, it's part of your strengths as well. That's the problem, is that on stage, it's like the big D energy situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's kind of gotten me, like, it's... propelling my career's moving forward, and so I'm kind of like, if
you've,
I change,
you've really pulled a Jermaine here.
Have I played 180?
Hey guys, man, I've got a real problem with this, but I'm cool, I'm sweet.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna live my life.
Yeah, 2020 is when Peck slowly turns into Jermaine.
James Corner of Fun.
That's right, Jermaine Montel Jordan.
This is how we
J Cobb.
All right, guys, how do we feel about hip hop? Love it.
I'm fine with it.
Love
really?
It?
Nah, I love it.
I think all of us
Man,
have
Pex. Love it.
No, that's why I was shocked.
All
yeah,
of
I love
us,
hip-hop. I love
all
hip-hop.
Of us have rappers that we love that have died.
No,
that's
all,
not true.
All the rappers I love are alive.
Your favorite, one of your favorite rappers has died last
year. We've all experienced that.
You, Jermaine, you've got one.
Yeah, well, yeah, multiples.
Yep, I've also got multiples.
Multiples of
rappers.
Two.
Multiples of two.
Right,
God,
it's like beautiful.
What? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What do you want out of me?
How can I make the segment a success?
What is this? What are you pitching? What's the gag here? Explain it to me, and then I'll make it work.
Just two multiples of two.
What, numbers?
Yeah.
Fuck, we're talking about rappers.
Yeah, but still.
And you're just randomly doing
You
mess?
Said, pitch it to me and I'll make it funny.
Yeah.
That's what you
said. I didn't
said.
Say I'd make it funny.
Yeah.
I said I'd make it work.
You were going to make it work then. Go make it work then. Go make it work.
6, 18, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20.
Man, that was the best thing in my life.
It worked.
So,
I'm not impressed.
One of my favorite rappers of all time, Mac Miller, rest in peace his soul,
mm-hmm.
is dropping a posthumous album.
Did you say rest in peace his soul?
Yes. He's dropping a posthumous album.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually coming out today, assuming this comes out on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out today. And there's, I think, a majority of the internet and his fan base are really into it. They're like, wow, that's beautiful. There's more music for Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait to hear it. I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a handful of fans who are like, this is a cash grab from Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Music.
Mm-hmm.
It's both.
And
it's both things.
I'm conflicted because I think, for me, it's like, it's more music. I think that's really great. And it's music that he was working on before he died that he planned to release anyway.
Yeah.
But then, is it a cash? Is it immoral? Is it like a bad thing to have posthumous albums?
I don't know. There's a couple of things. First of all, he was working on it with the record label before he died.
So it's like contractually, so it's like, it has to come out.
It's fine.
And the intention was to release it anyway.
Yeah. Like they didn't. Yeah, and
it's not like a vault.
Yeah, and the money that so they will make money off it.
Yeah,
and he would have made money off it, and that money would go to his estate. So there's like family of his that get the money. They, you know, like it's I don't know. That is what it is.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess if you really care, then just pirate it.
So you don't support the thing.
Yeah, but you still get support to listen this to the cash thing. Grab idea.
Mm.
I think enjoy the music.
Actually, like, now that I think about it, the people who are like, it's a cash grab, I'm like, you don't make money off albums anymore. That's not how you make money in music. It's live touring.
It's touring, yeah.
And unless you fucking Weekend at Bernie's him.
You Weekend at Bernie's him or you get a hologram.
Then you're not going to make money anyway.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? From a hologram.
No, I'm saying if you unless you do those things.
Would you go to a Mac Miller hologram concert?
Yeah, you'd make money off a hologram. Yeah.
You would?
Maybe. Would you go to a Nipsey Hussle hologram concert? But it's like state of the art, it looks real.
It looks really real?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a crappy hologram.
Yeah, it's like a real hologram.
It's not like on a white sheet and someone's got like a projector.
That's just a projector.
Like, are you talking about gorillas?
Gorillas.
No, I'm talking like a 3D hologram.
No. Okay, like a nice 3D hologram.
Yeah, a nice one.
I mean, it obviously depends on how much the tickets are, but yeah. Probably
$100.
I would. Nah. If it's for
$80. Nah. What's your hologram price?
My hologram price, my real, if he was alive, Nipsey Hussle price would have been around 100.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
My hologram price for Nipsey Hussle is gold coin donation.
No, fuck off.
Nah. It's like 50.
Okay. Would you go to a hologram concert
for
Biggie?
There is no way I would see a Biggie concert with a realistic looking hologram.
Yeah.
Is creepy as fuck, and I would not want to go to that.
Why?
Because he's dead, and then there's a real ass thing looking exactly like him. Mm. It's creepy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's fine.
What? It's creepy to me.
No, it's fine to you.
Change your mind.
Yeah, you're right. It is fine to me.
What are you, fucking Jedi? How'd you do that?
Hey, he just said it to me, and I believed him.
It's that crippling ambition.
Yeah, it's that crippling ambition, baby.
Yeah, to me, there's something about it being perfect.
Like it's too good. It's
so
good.
I prefer the hologram that you're like, that's definitely not the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
what about like an R2-D2 style hologram? You know, it's like blue.
That's kind of what I mean.
What about if R2-D2 was on stage and it was just making noises like beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, beep.
While the Biggie hologram was coming out of him.
No. It's just the R2-D2 concert.
Yeah, 100 bucks.
However, if I was watching if it was like a Jay-Z gig, right?
Yeah.
And at his gig, he did a bit where he brought out the Biggie realistic looking hologram to do a duet with him. I'm fine with that.
Why?
Because there's a live person on stage to guide you?
Yeah, I feel, I don't know.
You feel like there's something to ground you.
Bro, I don't know what the difference is.
Nah,
it's just what I think.
Nah, it's not what you think.
Okay. You're right, it's not what I think.
Oh, I'd pay.
Shemaine Montel Jordan. Mm. Yo, have a great one. God bless.
It's going to be a sad day when Montel passes.
Oh, my God. Damn it.
Hopefully from
in his deathbed, surrounded by his friends and family.
And
including
us.
Including us. And multiple and beautiful women.
And all the listeners of the Friggin' Age Bro Pod.
They're all there.
Yeah.
Nadine's there.
Yeah, what were you talking about?
Stephen Gallagher's there. Mac Miller's posthumous album.
Ah, yeah, right.
I'm just excited for it, to be honest. I miss Mac.
I mean, does it have the blessing of his family?
Is it?
Yeah, it's coming from the state.
Is it horrible? Well, is it horrible for me to say, when he's dead, for me to say he's fine? Is it horrible?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like he's
like
dead.
You don't like his music?
No, I don't dislike it, but I just think it's fine.
I think it's
beautiful. Is that horrible to say when he's dead?
Yeah, I think it's horrible.
Okay, I'll take it back.
I don't know if it's horrible.
I take it back.
It's insensitive?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it back.
It's, you've said it.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to clip that out.
And send it to his estate?
Just so you know, my friend, who you have no idea.
That seems so stupid when his family is all good with it, that for other people to then go,
it's a cash grab.
Nah, I know better than the people who
it is.
That's
stupid.
True.
So fuck you, man.
That's true. Yeah. The first album, the first single is called Good News, and it's so beautiful. And it made me cry watching the music video.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's really... And the tribute... It was like a tribute video to him and stuff. That's really sad. One of the lyrics is, there's a whole lot more for me waiting on the other side. I was
oh my goodness.
Oh, shit. Fuck me up. Gee.
He probably knew. He probably knew he was going to die.
Maybe. Well, he's... A lot of his lyrics are like are about dying and overdose. Because he was like depressed as well.
Mm.
It's beautiful. Mm. It's beautiful music. It speaks to my soul.
That's cool. So, wait. So you just wanted to talk about...
I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Are you? And I wanted to also ask, what's your hologram price?
Who is there any artist you miss, Jermaine?
Yeah, who do you miss?
I definitely miss... it's not that I miss them. Mm. It's just I'm gutted because I'm like, there's not enough from them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Big pun?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
Yeah. How much work did he put out before?
It's like two albums.
Yep. Any tapes?
Capital Punishment and...
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Any tapes?
Probably, but I've never really...
Did they have posthumous releases?
The other one is Big L.
Big L. Mm.
Nowhere near enough work. Yeah. It's just like, oh, like really his career...
Cut short.
Like so short that we never really got to experience.
Like T-Mac.
Huh?
It's like T-Mac.
Tracy McGrady.
Mm. He's alive.
No, no, but his career was cut short from injury.
Okay. I was like, does Paxton not T-Mac is dead?
See, but then when you think about, like, Biggie only had a couple of albums.
He had two albums.
Two albums, but then he had,
Ready to Die and Life After Death was a double album.
Yep.
But to me, that feels like, I'm like, I got a lot out of Biggie.
It's because there's a lot of replay value on those two albums, I reckon. Yeah. And he got... a bunch of posthumous releases, right? He got Duets and he got one before that.
Yeah, but they weren't like...
amazing, yeah.
They weren't like proper Biggie.
Yeah, they weren't like, I made this before I passed away.
They were like chopped up.
Yeah.
All right, guys, can we wrap this up? It's so hot in here.
Listen to that. It drops. It's dropped today. If
James Corner of Love. That's right. Shemaine Montel Jordan. This is how we J-Pop.
Even if you're just a music fan, check it out. It's called Circles. The Circle. Pax, did you have anything about Circles in your thing?
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, we have an email.
From?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's from the Freaking Dangerous Bro website.
Oh.
Okay.
Someone has emailed through the website. They've actually... Yeah, okay, so they've emailed. And this is the email. It's from someone named Eloise Sharkey.
Shout out.
And the message is... It says, message... Drink one cup of this tomorrow morning. We'll get rid of 30 pounds of belly fat.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't tried this yet, you'll want to add this to your morning routine. Consuming just a single cup of this delicious hot drink in the morning sets up your metabolism to burn more fat than 45 exhausting minutes on the treadmill.
Can you not plug the spam on our show?
What are you talking about? This is just an email. This is a listener.
It's just an email, man.
It's just an email. Disrespect Eloise.
It's just an email, and at the top it just has a bright red hexagon. All right.
You can't see this, but it's with literally, an exclamation there's a bright mark. Red label on it that says, this is, like, look, show
I know, that's the bright red hexagon, and it has an exclamation mark.
Yeah, now there is a little bit up here that says, this message seems dangerous. Yeah. So. Well, I'll finish it, just in case it is real.
IRD situation again.
Consuming just a single cup will burn more fat than 45 exhausting minutes on the treadmill. In fact, some folks are losing up to 25 pounds of fat in just 19 days by drinking it every morning. Plus, it's super simple to make right in your own kitchen. Take a look here now. Fatbellyfix.xyz. Perfectly legitimate website. Anyway, so...
.xyz!
Eloise, thanks so much for emailing. Really thanks, appreciate Eloise. It.
Keep listening.
Yeah. I also got another one from Dalton Hobart. It says, message... Just one cup of this tomorrow morning will get rid of 30 pounds of belly fat. If you haven't tried this yet. Both these emails arrived within 10 hours of each other.
That's wild.
They've got our email address. Yeah,
it's like on some sort of like mailing list.
Yeah, something
subscribe
like
list or something.
Well, I'm really glad our listeners are starting really lucrative businesses.
Hey, which one of you punk listeners put our email address on that? Huh?
No, that is. This is Dalton's emailed us, and Eloise has also emailed us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We've got
you've got some others to share.
We do have some
right,
messages.
James?
This is from our Instagram page. This is from a listener.
Mm.
celebrant Laura Giddy is the name of the...
Oh, yeah, we've chatted to Laura before.
Laura says, "Hi, team. Been listening to the best of episodes, and I remembered that you gave me the idea to get a cameo video for my boyfriend. I got him. I got a Justin Holiday. I got Justin Holiday from the Indiana Pacers to do a message for him a few months away, and he was blown away. I know you guys love basketball, so happy to send you the guys a clip if you want to see it."
Yeah, the power of cameo.
Yeah, and so she sent us the clip.
You need to play it.
And it's Justin Holiday just saying,
It's just Justin Holiday.
And Justin Holiday saying that...
So who is Justin Holiday?
Justin Holiday is Drew Holiday's less talented brother.
Oh, shade. That's so mean.
But no, it's true.
What would you be like that?
It's the truth.
Okay.
You're so mean. Anyway, Justin Holiday says, "I hope they have 6 more months together," because it was their anniversary.
Just 6 more months? Yeah. Justin Holiday, you asshole.
We also got a message from Stephen Gallagher.
The Gallags.
It's a screenshot of an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where one of the characters is wearing a sweatshirt that says Gape on it.
Yeah.
Gape Nation Worldwide.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine cast and crew are famously members of the Gape Nation.
Yeah, that's the episode where Nicolaj's dad rolls around.
His real dad.
Yeah, and he wants to be, you know, back in Nicolaj's life. Good and he's wearing Nicolaj. A Gape sweatshirt.
Beautiful. We're it's a back. Beautiful thing to see.
Mm, yeah. Lovely. All right, that's the end of the mail.
Yeah.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
Fruit. No, I don't want you.
All what right. The fuck watermelon is fact number 2.
I thought it was one per ep.
You can eat the entire fruit. While we tend to focus on the melon's succulent flesh, watermelon rinds are also edible, as well as full of nutrients with surprising health benefits. In China, the rinds are often stir-fried or stewed, while in the south, I think south of America, cooks like to pickle them. And across the Middle East and China, the seeds are dried and roasted, similar to pumpkin seeds, to make for a light, easy snack.
That's true.
Fruit. No, I don't want you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's the lingering vibe.
Vibes that are lingering.
They're still there in your dome, lingering around.
They ain't going anywhere.
What are the vibes?
I know that this episode... is we're all so drained for this episode, because when I played that sting, James just sat back and just stared down like he was just like totally gone. Like Pax is just like kind of like hunched over a little bit, just leaning over his arm like, wow. No one's happy. You're not even happy that it's almost over.
Nah.
You're just too tired to be
I'm
happy.
I'm so tired. I have to do a fucking gig after this.
Oh, my God.
I think I've got a gig, but I'm thinking of bailing on it. my lingering vibe is,
cut the shit!
But...
shit happens, right?
My lingering vibe is, if you've got a bed, enjoy it.
Pat, what's your lingering vibe?
Just have a good sleep.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
It's the lingering vibe.
Lingering
vibes that are lingering.
They're still there in your dome, lingering around.
They ain't going. What are the vibes?
This was a tough one, people.
thank you everyone so much for listening. We really appreciate
it. We're working hard bring you a funny web series.
Yeah, yes, the reason why we're so tired is because we want to do a good show for you. So we put all our mental
energy.
And this
web series makes us money, and this podcast does not.
So fuck off.
So we work hard, but we still show up.
Yeah, we're here.
We show up.
Never fear.
The captain's
here. Get used
here.
To it.
That's the saying. Never fear. Get used to it.
I hope you guys still enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. I hope there's some.
There's something for you to cling on to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to wrap this up, and most tired ones are extending the chat for
wrap it
so
up.
Much
I'm leaving.
Longer.
No, wait.
You're not allowed yet. Sit down. Sit down.
If you don't let me leave, I'm going to fart into the mic.
Okay.
It's a fucking stalemate, the eye contact. Oh, shit.
Okay. I'll do it.
Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you want to contact us, send us more fat-burning shakes. fdbromail@gmail.com. Hit us up on our Instagram or on our Facebook. You can get some of our merch from TeePublic. Head to our website, frickindangerousbro.com, to get our search engine optimization up. Website brought to you by Insatiable Networks. We're doing a show in the Brendan Circus World Buskers Festival in Christchurch. We start open next week.
Yep.
In a week, so get your tickets there at brendancircus.co.nz. Music by
SFT Beats.
Oh, I really had to be here for this whole part, didn't I? So important that I was here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.